This is Food Navigator's Snack Size Science. I'm Stephen Daniels, bringing you the week's top science in digestible amounts. Crystals of one form or another have been in the headlines this week. Nestlé got out its crystal ball and gave us a glimpse of the future, with the potential of self-assembled emulsion droplets to deliver flavours and nutrients. The approach, which can apparently be applied to any food, taps into the potential of hydrogels. Now, these are materials that are made up of long-chain molecules, which cross-link to form a kind of lattice, with lots of small empty spaces between the cross-links. These spaces can then absorb flavour or bioactive compounds, much like a sponge absorbing water. As the hydrogel structure biodegrades, it can then release the trapped ingredient gradually. Now, Nestlé's crystal ball may tell us what we can expect, but not when to expect it. A spokesperson for the world's largest food company said that the commercial food applications of these hydrogels are still a long way off. A crystal of another sort was also in the news this week as Swiss scientists reported that the salt content of their compatriots' diet is almost double the level recommended by the UN's World Health Organization. Many scientists are convinced that such intakes put you at an increased risk of high blood pressure, and ultimately other unsavory complications such as heart disease and stroke. Findings published in the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition listed breads, cheeses, cooked meats, soups, and ready meals as the main offenders behind the nation's high salt intake. The findings have left a bitter taste in the mouth of Swiss policymakers, and Dr. Michael Beer, who heads up the country's Federal Office of Public Health, told me that action is on its way in the form of a new salt strategy. Ranking high on the list of initiatives is engaging the food industry to reduce the salt content of its products. While many studies have looked at what effect this would have on the flavour, fewer have looked at the effect of cutting salt on the safety of products. One study this week did just that. Researchers from Purac Biochem, using the company's Purasil Optiform ingredient, looked at the quality and safety of meat products with reduced salt. According to a paper in the International Journal of Food Science and Technology, the company's ingredient, which is a mixture of potassium lactate and sodium diacetate, could replace up to 40% of the sodium chloride in the meat without negatively affecting taste. And what's more, the shelf life of the meats could be extended by a tasty 40 days. And for a study concerning salt, that's pretty sweet. For Food Navigator Snack Size Science, I'm Stephen Daniels.